From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. At least 20 people, including some officials, killed when a pair of car bombs ripped Somalia's capital Saturday, 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350 people. Dozens of other people have been wounded. The first blast occurring at the popular Nasa Hablad 2 hotel, which al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. Some of the attackers have been killed in gunfights, which are still going on. The second car bomb exploding near the former parliament building causing unknown damage. The attacks have been claimed by the Islamist group al-Shabaab. Catalonia's deposed president, Carles Puigdemont, vowing Saturday to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. The Spanish region of Catalonia now under the direct control of Madrid. The prime minister, Mariano Rajoy, dissolving Catalonia's parliament, dissolving Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted Friday in favor of independence from Spain. A spokesman for the Spanish government, Iñigo Méndez de Vigo, said Puigdemont and all other Catalonian leaders will be eligible to run in the December election.
Mr. Puigdemont and all other leaders in Catalonia, we are giving the voice to the Catalans in legal and free elections, not a so-called referendum which is outside the law. So this is the way of telling the Catalans, if you want to vote, you have the right to vote, do it, under the conditions of the law and freely. And this is why yesterday, with the removal of the former President Puigdemont and his cabinet, the Prime Minister Rajoy also called for elections, for regional elections in Catalonia on the 21st of...
This is VOA News. Well, a U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, according to several major news outlets. The grand jury's action, resulting from the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller, was first reported by CNN Friday evening. It quoted sources as saying anyone who was in charge could be taken into custody as soon as Monday. The exact charges are unclear. Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, and NBC News have subsequently issued some similar reports, but all the reports have been attributed to unnamed sources. President Donald Trump on Saturday visited his Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia. His three tweets so far during the day have not referenced the reports. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. Jim Mattis saying Saturday in Seoul that the North's aggressive nuclear and missile development programs are undermining the isolated nation's security instead of securing it. Mattis warning that the North... that its military is no match for the military might of the U.S. and South Korea. Still, the secretary said diplomacy is always the preferred way of dealing with the North.
First questions in terms of the military options that we have, they are designed to keep the peace, to reinforce diplomats, to make certain diplomats from the United Nations anywhere in the world are speaking from a position of strength.
The secretary's Asian trip has included stops in Thailand and the Philippines. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, accuses the Syrian government of denying food and medical supplies to hundreds of thousands of civilians besieged in eastern Ghouta, on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
Eastern Ghouta has been under siege by Syrian government forces for more than 4 years. At least 350,000 civilians are trapped there without access to life-saving aid. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein calls the refusal to allow badly needed food and medical supplies to get into the area an outrage. He says shocking images of severely malnourished children that have appeared in recent days indicate that people of eastern Ghouta are facing a humanitarian emergency. Human Rights Chief Zayed is also calling on all parties with influence in the conflict to make it easier for humanitarian workers to gain access to eastern Ghouta to alleviate the plight of this desperately needy population.
For Lisa Schlein, I'm Philip Alexio.
That's the latest world news from VOA.